Track 4. A Christmas Message. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, offers a reflection for the festive season.
In the last few months, many of us have been deeply moved by the images we've seen from the Holy Land. Two struck me in particular. The image of a Gazan woman cradling her ill child, shielding him from danger as she walked through the rubble of war. Pain, grief, and raw love are etched on her face. The other, taken just a few miles away, the image of an Israeli mother embracing her adult son, who'd been held as a hostage in a tunnel for 2 years. Joy, relief, and raw love are etched on her face. Across the divisions and heartbreak of war, there is one unchanging truth. A mother's arms represent a place of love, protection, and hope. As we celebrate the birth of Christ at Christmas, one of the most tender and sacred images that comes to mind is of Mary, the mother of Jesus, cradling her newborn son. This image has been used across centuries of art, song, and stories, and it continues to speak deeply to our hearts today. It is a scene both simple and profound, a young mother full of wonder and humility, holding God incarnate in her arms. Around her was also a world of darkness, terror, and uncertainty, and yet into the brokenness of her world and our world, there is this flicker of joy, this tiny, embraced infant, dependent on his mother for nourishment and warmth, is Emmanuel, God with us. And that embrace was echoed years later at the foot of the cross. There Mary received Jesus' broken body into her outstretched arms. Her love did not waver, her faith endured. From the perplexity of the angel's message, through the joy of the manger, to the sorrow of the cross, Mary carried Jesus in her body, in her arms, and in her heart. In a world often filled with noise, fear, and distraction, the manger scene reminds us of the peace that comes from God alone. It reminds us that God did not come in power or glory, but in vulnerability and humility. He came not to be served, but to serve, and it began in the arms of his mother. We are invited into that story to make it our own. Church of England churches across Norfolk and Waveney carry Jesus' peace into divided and hurting situations. We listen to the heavy burdened, weep with those who weep, and work for justice, healing, and reconciliation. So many parishioners do this every day, people involved with projects such as the Bure Valley Bump Start Team, based in the parishes of Marsham and Buxton, near Aylsham, and Dursingham Baby Basics, run from St. Nicholas Church in Dursingham. Volunteers pack Moses baskets with things new mums and babies will need, working with midwives and healthcare workers to get them to the families most in need, enabling an embrace of caring love. The leader of the Dursingham project said each Moses basket is a gift to the mum, so she looks through all the clothes and items there and thinks, I've got everything I need. I don't have to worry anymore. The Christmas story shows us how Mary was given exactly what was needed for her new baby, born in a cattle shed far from home, to bring joy to the world. This Christmas, I invite you to keep Jesus close, to hold him in your heart, allowing his presence to transform our lives with grace, peace, and love, and also to pray for those in need of being held in his strong and gentle arms at this time. Every blessing to you and those you love this Christmas.